7 after the hour. Beyond Good Day, the Good Day program. It's not on steroids here, just on a different course. The ideas, the stories, things that are happening to people that are worth our consideration. That's where we go in this part of the hour. Later on, we'll have Chef Louis DeAngelis here, continuing his discussion concerning price increases on food and the latest from the Farm Bill, talking about Monsanto's and Dow Chemical with their need to... We posted this, Jennifer, and I wondered, we didn't actually get to what people are saying. We posted this, I think, on our Facebook page, the information about the bill that is... Well, this is the Farm Bill on steroids, but it also shows you how things are working at the FDA and the USDA. What do we have for response to all that stuff?
Well, you know, it's not so much response. What we put up is a link to information about genetically modified foods, and I know a lot of people have checked it out. I think, had 300 or 400 views already to the information that I can track.
Mm-hmm.
But Spencer England did something kind of interesting. He said he heard us talking this morning, which was yesterday, about genetically engineered food. He said it's horrible what some people will do for a buck, which I think is really what it's all about.
Right.
And then he also pointed out, it's also funny how the stuff, he's an Alex Jones fan, that Alex Jones used to be called kooky for talking about, is definitely more truth than most news outlets want to let on. And I think you did this same thing in that respect, is that most mainstream media does not talk about this kind of stuff.
I don't have the difference between Alex and me is I don't have the kind of tiered support. His program is actually the listenership of the program is much more focused on non-traditional means of delivery. It is aired on one of the networks that carries this program, and he does have a significant number of radio stations, but his shtick, if you will, works extraordinarily well on some of the new media, whether it's his own app that he has. We have our own app, but he really somehow or other has been able to build a huge following around his app and some of the other things that are available digitally to get his program. So a lot of the followers that he has, he's big into using the social media to tell stories like this. I don't know that I do it as well, or we do it as well as I would like us to, but we take good stabs at it. And in this circumstance, this is so important. It ought to be exposed everywhere. People need to know what the government is doing and how big business is influencing the government to a fare thee well. And this is the kind of stuff that foments. You can say what you want to about Alex. It's only because he's non-traditional that people try to put him down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened to me as well. I've been on the air a lot longer than he has. And over the years, as I've become more and more outspoken and more non-traditional, but I don't use the same mechanisms. So it doesn't sort of shake out the same way. And I'm not trying to be outrageous. I'm just trying to tell you stories. He tells stories, and there's oftentimes an interesting spin to them. Actually, I've never met Alex. I wouldn't know him if I fell over him. I've seen pictures of him, and I've heard him, but he and I have never talked. But he does have an interesting way, and this is perfect fodder for him. It's perfect fodder for any of us that want to talk about what the real issues are. And that's the trouble. We were talking about using this medium, this wonderful thing called spoken word, the format on television or radio that is, in some people's minds, more informative than the news. Well, we all know how the news media has been mutilated in all kinds of ways and shapes and places. So you're not really getting the news. So people who are thirsty, well, it's the same on MSNBC. Mm. It's all the same stuff. What is it? We report, you decide. What a bunch of malarkey. I mean, you got to be a moron to believe that. Sorry if I've offended somebody, but you know it's so obvious what
I'll
both of them
you.
Are doing. Thank you. I mean, it's presented entertainingly, but you're getting a show. You're not getting news. You're getting a show. It's showtime, and that's true with both. They are exactly the same. Fox is better at it than MSNBC is because MSNBC is too straight. There's an angle because Roger Ailes is such a great showman. He's able to create these things and put people in places, and it becomes like they're cartoon characters.
Mm-hmm.
As they work through some of the stories and the issues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas MSNBC is just always mad. They're always angry. It always comes across as...
Anger.
Yeah, I mean, and who wants to watch that?
Serious anger.
Well, there are serious issues to be discussed, no question about that, and they ought to be taken seriously, like their report today of the $750 billion waste in the medical world every year. 34 cents on every dollar is wasted because of the horrible management of the government and other entities that are involved in taking money from you and expect it's like redistribution. That's all it is, like redistribution of wealth. Anyway, so how did I get off on this? Is the second time today I've gotten off on a tangent. And I don't remember.
It's Friday. It's okay.
Why I went down that road. But at any rate, the important thing is that we understand that there are a lot of issues that we really don't know a lot about. And this country, of all the progressive sort of what we call first world countries, the G20 countries, we have the worst news reporting of any place that I have ever been in my life. We know more about stuff that is of no value in this country.
Jessica Simpson's 10 pounds away from her pre-baby weight.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Really? Man, did you see that picture of her? But see, that's
it. I think
it.
I know where the 10 pounds went.
I'd be surprised if it was only 10 maybe on each side. Anyway, that's pretty crude, isn't it?
Well, but, hey, it painted the picture.
The shoe fits.
I don't think you'd be
putting
shoes on.
I like her shoes, by the way.
Yeah.
I do like her shoes.
I like her. I always
I
have
too.
Liked
She's
her.
She's likable.
Always, always, always have liked her. Anyway, the stories from, I was going to say Heidi, and I don't know why.
I'll be Heather today.
All right. Yeah. She's Heather and Jennifer coming up. I always have my stories, but Chef Louis is a mainstay of this hour, so he's joining us in a little bit. In the meantime, if you are the same age as I am, or you're in that baby boomer, let's see, there's a bracket, 46 to like 65, 46 to 64, 46 and up. The baby boomer, I mean, that's not really true, because when you get over the baby boomers, obviously everybody is a year older, so it stretches. But it's the people born from 1946 to 1964, they're considered to be baby boomers. And more than any other group, the idea of getting old and looking old is not very appealing. When you get older, people just say, I'm older, so what? But for those of you who don't want to look old, no matter what your age, and yet your teeth make you look old, this is a message for you. This is a normal teeth whitening product that is not normal. So they've taken the idea, which is something that people, this is a normal thing. People are whitening their teeth all over the place now. It's a normal pursuit. But most of you have used these really horribly tasting things, or you've got a cup that you put stuff in, and you stick it on a gums.
Blech.
And you got to leave it in there for an hour. You almost gag and choke because it really has a horrible taste. And when you're all done, are your teeth that much whiter? This Power Swab deal works in 5 minutes for you. The best part of Power Swabs, 2 minutes on, no messy strips, no trays, no bad flavor, taste left in your mouth. You just swab all of your teeth for a couple of minutes, and in a couple of minutes, your teeth are whiter. Unlike the normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs has a special sort of natural ingredient that works on all of your teeth, whether they're bonded, they're veneers, caps, crowns, natural. You're really going to look in the mirror the day after you do it and say, what happened to my teeth? And what you're going to be able to say is, I use Power Swabs. Here's how you get your risk-free supply. Call the manufacturer. The only way you can get Power Swabs direct from the folks who are making them at 800-865-7602. That's Power Swabs. Fix your teeth. Whiten them up. 800-865-7602. It is clinically proven to make your smile whiter in just a few minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Call them now, 800-865-7602.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. All right, so Heather, you want to go first?
Sure.
All right, where are we?
This is a big smile for you.
Beyond good day. Really, we're going to smile after this show.
Sure. Well,
oh, good. Yes.
Did you ever have braces?
Yes. No, I didn't. My sisters did.
And how long did they have them on for?
Hmm.
Like a couple of years, right? Typically, it's like 2 to 3 years.
Nancy was younger. My older sister Linda used to suck her thumb, which is typical of people that didn't breastfeed. My mother didn't breastfeed any of us. But you need to suck. I mean, that's our. Mm-hmm. And I never really realized what the. We were all well into our adulthood when we realized what that all meant. And I don't know if do kids even suck their thumb anymore? I never saw.
Ella does.
Yeah.
Does she? My daughter does. It's funny because I have two girls, one boy. Both girls have been thumb suckers. My one boy, not at all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
And none of them did pacifiers. But I had braces when I was in high school.
Did you? In high school?
In high school.
Ooh, people made fun of you.
That's when you have them.
Yeah. I had a bad 80s perm and braces. It was
really?
Great. Yeah,
let's
I had it going on.
Get a picture
on.
Of that and put it up on the...
I do have some, actually.
Yeah.
And so what I was where I was going with this is typically it's like 2 to 3 years that you wear braces, right?
Mm.
Well, apparently 22-year-old Oregon man, his name is David Boss, had them for 11 years.
Ooh, from what age?
Wow. 11 years. From age 7 all the way up through the rest of elementary school, middle school, all of high school, until he's 18 years old.
No.
Yes. Now, while they did straighten his teeth, it also rotted his teeth.
Yeah, because you can't clean them.
Exactly.
So now they're all coming out?
Yes. He has
that's
to
so
get...
Sad.
No, it's awful. It's actually has a pretty hefty lawsuit.
Good for him.
His teeth are going to need to be replaced, most of them with implants, but then some others can't even be replaced with implants because it rotted all the way down to his jaw.
Ooh.
Yes. So, needless to say, he has a lawsuit he's asking for...
What part of the world is he from again?
Oregon, it would be
right?
United States, yes. He's in Portland, Oregon.
So there ought to be some good dentists there. I mean,
somehow,
somebody must have figured out that this is wrong.
His dentist is saying he's not sure. No one seems to be sure why they were left on so long. But it was this urgent call that his mother had received saying he has to be rushed in to get these braces off. So apparently somebody came upon this and said, why are these, you know, why are the braces left on?
When his mother
floor?
Asked the question after
and that's
years.
The thing that I'm wondering, wouldn't you wonder, like,
absent.
Yeah,
why?
How much longer?
Exactly. And how much did you pay?
I mean, they charge an annual fee, don't they, usually, for that stuff?
And they charge visits and whatever. Like, that just seemed pretty curious to me. His lawsuit is for $185,000 for the dental bills and then $15,000 for pain and suffering. I think I would have gone for a little more for pain and suffering.
I'd gone for $15 million for pain and suffering.
That's only like $1,000 a year.
Yeah,
and he's 22. He's, like, just starting out, and now he's, like, not even going to have his own
teeth. What happens when he kisses?
Oh.
What would it have been like when he kissed? Got a picture of him there?
Yeah, he's, I mean, he's
okay looking.
Kind of,
would somebody kiss him?
I think,
would you kiss him?
No, thank you.
No, okay.
But I'm sure others have.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, pretty irresponsible. Food for thought on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Day program, not always very serious, but through and through a while we have to go down a serious road. You heard Heather's story, and now it's time for Jennifer Horn before she packs up and heads out on another week's adventure. This time you're going
just checking out to Alaska. Beyond the 48. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So in the meantime, what do you have on your mind?
All right. So can you hear my newspaper here?
Yes, I can. Right.
I pulled this out for you because it's on the front page of the LA Times, Doug, and I know a lot of times, you know, I give you a hard time out of love. I might tease you a little bit, but I have to give you the You're Right Award today.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
I don't know if you saw this article, but it was trending on Yahoo yesterday. It was front page of the LA Times also, and a new study is out regarding the National Football League. Now, the season's just getting underway, but this is a study that appeared in a medical journal that tracked 3,439 retired football players that played five or more seasons in the NFL. And the study found that these athletes were four times as likely as other men their age to die of Alzheimer's disease or Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm.
Which is, I know something, this issue has been very important to you, head trauma and that sort of thing.
Yep.
And this is, it made me just think of you right away. What's even more fascinating and sad is among the leader speed or the league's speed players, those are the people that build up speed and tackle, so like a defenseman, they have the odds of dying that were three times greater than those that are even four times greater than the average man.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, the NFL has found itself in a position where it's now under fire for not protecting its players. A bunch of players have banded together to actually sue the NFL to change the way that they're protected by the league.
How do you? I'm going to play the devil's advocate here, even though I'm on the side of those who think football should just be banned. Period. It is so dangerous. There are other sports. Soccer is a good example. Hockey is. Wrestling to a point, boxing certainly, and as mixed martial arts bouts, all of those things, unless you either acknowledge, sign a waiver, have coverage, whatever, I'm not sure everybody who participates, especially the younger folks, realize how much danger they're in when they participate in any or all of these sports
and
events.
Well, with the ridiculous salaries. I mean, I'm sure people are being lured in, you know.
It's fine, as long as you know that for $10 million a year or whatever it is you're getting paid, you'll only live to be 50.
Mm-hmm.
So do you acknowledge that, and is life okay for you?
Well,
if you are, everybody's different.
This study says that compared to men in the general population, NFL veterans are half as likely to die at any given age. Any given age at all. And, you know, Fred Dreyer, who actually, he does a show with me at CRN, which is my day job, and he's a former football player and a former Ram and a defensive player. And he actually said that when he was playing in the late 70s and the early 80s, the league was very careful, and kids were trained how to play football in the right way, how to tackle each other in the yeah. right way, mm-hmm. how to ground yourself before you tackle, and those sort of things. And now he said he's just so upset by the way these teams just want this gruesome, hard-hitting style of play that was not how it was. This is a new style of football.
It's showbiz, and that's what it's like the Lions and the Gladiators. It's the same mentality. People go to watch these people get hurt. That's what they want to see. What is what kind of mentality is that?
At a high school level, and even kids are not being told how to hit people or, conversely, how to take a hit.
I remember last year I was in Chicago. I met a friend for dinner, and we went into a restaurant, and they weren't ready, so we sat at the bar for a few minutes. There's a guy talking to his friend, and we started talking about what he did. And he was an ex-football player, and now is a coach someplace in a college. And so it had just been after the NFL agreed to pay the union $75 million, or put $75 million aside to deal with the families and what happened after acknowledging that the players are going to die early. And this is a way for a fund for the families to take care of it. Anyway, so this guy's son had just been brought to a football camp. And so I started asking him. He was a football player, a coach, and he brought his son. Aren't you worried about your son, who I think he's 15, 16 years old? Aren't you worried about the dangers of his playing football? And he says, oh, no. I said, how is that? I mean, I thought we were going to get into it a little, and I tempered what I said. I said, why would you let your son play knowing what you know? Well, because it's a great sport. Makes a man out of you.
Oh.
And
gosh, that phrase.
I had to, my friend that I was with just sort of pulled me back from the conversation gently. But I could feel my body tense
cringe.
Up and listening to this guy who didn't give a damn about his son, really. He was interested in whatever he did as a child and going back to that and living vicariously through his son. So it didn't make any difference to him. Well, there are dangers everywhere. Yeah, but you don't know about all the dangers. You know about this one. Mm-hmm. So why would you let your son play at something that you knew had a very good chance of hurting him? My son had 2 concussions playing football when he was in high school. I took him out of it.
Jayden,
end of story.
Jayden really wanted to play. And
don't let him.
I didn't.
Nope.
I haven't.
Don't let him.
There's plenty of other sports.
Of course there are. Lots of other great things. He's a great runner. Have him run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff. It seems to me we get, in this time of year, it's glorified even more. More people watch the Super Bowl than any other show. It's just, what are you getting here? And I think we ought to just kind of stand up and admit to what we were all about. We're bloodthirsty animals. That's what we are. We want to watch people get hurt because it, for some reason or other, we feel good or we like it.
It's, I feel like I should howl or something.
Whatever it is, it just, in my mind, is wrong. I mean, you know, I'm in the minority, I know, but that's just the way I look at it. And I think it's good, Jennifer, you brought that to our attention.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Sunglasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long, it's a good day to get gone.
Here we are at 33, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, in fact, in depth with lots of things that are important. Hopefully we are ringing a bell.
Yay!
Cowbells. Jennifer Horn is here, along with Heather Bachman and Chef Louis DeAngelis, who has wonderful recipes that we're actually going to dig into some of the recipes. We have a great veggie dish. Eggplant gratin. What happened to au gratin?
Oh, it's just a gratin, as they say.
A gratin?
Yes. A gratin means it's baked with a nice crunchy top to it. Mm. And by using eggplant, Doug, it satisfies people that are just super meat eaters. Yeah. Because eggplant really mimics meat, and it just gives you a flavor that's just unbelievable.
I've never liked eggplant. I think the only reason I don't like it is because I don't like its name. Isn't it funny how some foods just turn you off because of what
doesn't
they're called.
It doesn't grits. Have to be cooked. Yeah, grits sound terrible. Yeah. They can be good. But isn't eggplant, it has to be cooked or otherwise it's poison, right?
Eggplant? Well, it's part of the deadly nightshade family if you're not careful. I mean, you can get a little numbing around the mouth, especially if you have too much skin on it.
But the plant is the deadly nightshade family. It isn't the fruit. It's the plant itself that may have negative. Now, we have fields where we chop corn. To feed to the cows that have nightshade in them, chop it up, they eat it, doesn't bother them at all. I mean, I wouldn't feed them a truckload of it, but is in smaller doses, doesn't affect anybody.
Right.
You know, and to the circumstances, it isn't that turns me off. I just don't like the name eggplant. And the only reason it's named that is because it looks like an egg. It has nothing. Yeah. What is it really? What's its closest kin, Louis? Squash, right? Isn't
it
kind of a squash?
Well, it's kind of a squash, but in its flavor, it's like a green tomato flavor.
You
know, when you fry green tomatoes and you fry eggplant up, it's so close. I mean, you can get away with telling somebody that this green tomato gratin is eggplant, and they believe it.
Huh. Ah, perfect.
Not that there's a reason to fool somebody with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's spend a few minutes before we get to today's recipe talking about one of the big issues of the week, that study on organic versus non-organic food. As a restaurateur, a chef, how have you gone about, you advise restaurants all over the Southeast on how to improve their, Louis is a consultant that goes into restaurants that are failing and helps them improve their menu, and they discuss, obviously, when you're talking to the chef in a restaurant, what are the foodstuffs that you're using. And some people are real sticklers these days about organic food, and yet this study that a lot of people have been talking about this week, which is basically a compilation of 240 different studies, which in essence suggests that there's really no big difference between organic and non-organic. I think that's a gross oversimplification. Would you agree with that?
I was appalled by it, Doug, because all they concentrated on was the nutrients. Mm-hmm. The nutrients are the same in organic. You know, they're not any better. Well, you know, and they said, and they went further by saying, but the pesticides that you find in the non-organic foods are well within the acceptable levels.
Well, okay, let's just stop it. Yeah,
what's acceptable?
Yeah, that's where we stop, right there. This is from the same bunch that wants to, the farm bill is loaded with all these provisions for Monsanto and Dow. And this week, the FDA, more or less, or the USDA, gave up because Monsanto and Dow have just flooded the pipeline at the USDA and the FDA with proposals on this kind of organic, I'm sorry, this kind of a genetically modified seed. The latest is Agent Orange Soy, which, I mean, is exactly what you're laughing, but just to give you an idea for those who didn't hear the story or don't know what, if you were around during Vietnam, you remember the stories of Agent Orange, which kills everything. Everything. So during the latter part of the 60s and early 70s, when the government had made a lot of Agent Orange, they sold it to the pipeline companies, to the electric utilities, and the electric utilities sprayed this stuff where they're above ground, you know, these big high voltage lines all right. Across the country, crisscross the country. They'd spray Agent Orange under the ground or onto the ground to kill everything so they wouldn't have to hire trucks to come keep that ground free of interference. So I have a friend who's a farmer who had a lot of this stuff on his land. He plowed it and was going to plant something and nothing grew. So he brought the soil to a testing lab to find out what the problem was. The problem, the ingredients, the inert ingredients in Agent Orange last for thousands of years, kills any living molecule, and this ground, this dirt was dead. Dead, dead, dead. So now Dow wants to put that stuff on soybean seed, as Roundup is used for corn, to kill any ability for weeds to grow around it. But what they aren't telling you is that it will kill the soil. The soybean, for whatever how they've bred it to be strong enough to survive with the Agent Orange applied to it, but anything else around it will be killed by this compound. What are we doing to ourselves?
And this compound will get in the plants. I don't care what anything.
Of course, you'll be eating it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It will be as dead as the dirt.
And so here we go. And how this gets by all of these people, legislators, bureaucracies, the people who are supposedly running things, it is incredible that we have this kind of stuff.
Monsanto has to come up with something now, because now the USDA is and a couple of different studies are showing that their genetically modified corn that's supposed to be fighting pests, you know, all kinds of insects and pests, no longer works.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
And so many farmers are getting that root worm, which this was supposed to stop, and root worm attaches to the roots and it doesn't allow any fluid, any moisture to get up into the plant. That's what kills them. And here it is, it's not working. So now what are they going to do? And that was their biggest moneymaker for Monsanto. Over $4 billion a year just on that.
And they've tried to get this, and they've been successful internationally at getting these things out outside of Europe. I mean, Africa is genetic; all they grow is genetically modified seed. A lot of places in Asia, the backward countries, they're being gifted this seed so they can grow the stuff. So they get them attached to it. It's like narcotics or nicotine or something. You know, it's just, and that's how insidious all of this stuff is.
Yeah, and now it doesn't work, so they have to go on to the next case.
Yeah.
And then their next big moneymaker coming down the road will be that Agent Orange soy.
Yeah. All right, so certainly food for thought. I want to get back to the more pleasant item of this eggplant recipe that you have for us in just a moment or two. Chef Louis DeAngelis is with Heather and with me and Jennifer. I want you to take time out for a second. We're talking about health and well-being, my heavens. You think about the material that Louis and I were just discussing, it makes your head spin. You wonder if there's any way to stay safe and to protect yourself from the bad food and the bad diseases. Well, there is a way for you to give yourself the 90 essential nutrients every day that your body, this is not optional. In order for you to maintain optimal health, it's essential that you get these 90 different ingredients, these nutrients that are all part of the Healthy Start Pack, which you can get from Youngevity through DougStephanTeam.com. Youngevity has set up a special team of Doug Stephan listeners, folks that are connected to the program, and they're trying to help a lot of people just like you to be more conscious of what it takes to avoid the Affordable Care Act. And you avoid it by being healthy. You don't have to worry about what sort of care you'll need when you get older if your body is in good shape. You want your desire, your goal is for authentic health, right? If you answer yes to this question, this is a mandatory program to get on. 90 essential nutrients in the Healthy Start Pack. Check it out at DougStephanTeam.com, or to order it on the phone, you dial 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. Essential for life. 90 for life at DougStephanTeam.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra. As Americans, most of us have a sense of gratitude and respect for the people who have served our country. So it's important for you to understand what you can do to support these folks who need help, support. You read every day in the newspaper, you hear stories on the air on radio programs about this service member or that service member has lost his house because he can't make the payments or he can't find a job when he gets out of the service, all these sorts of things. So this makes the work of the Purple Heart Service Foundation that much more important because they provide so many important services and programs for all veterans, not just those who have been wounded in battle. The programs are important. They're compelling. They are, just if you're trying to keep your family together, sometimes this is the only way you can do it. They assist everybody in identifying and helping those who need to be helped in any way possible. So if you have something that's of value but not of value to you, like an old car or an old boat or something like that you don't need any longer, donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation by calling 877-743-1631. It could be cash. Whatever you've got of value, you can write it off 100%, and it'll help a lot of people who need help. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631. Before we get back to or get into this recipe that Louis has posted at DougStefan.com, we were discussing consumer price increases last week, and we've gone in and out of Monsanto's corn. There are a few other things that are causing the price of food that we're paying, and the normal news media is not covering it at all because Monsanto is a big advertiser and they don't want to offend their advertisers. So what's the real story here, Louis?
Well, you know, Doug, it's funny, but I sat down with a couple of different supermarkets managers last week, and we really tossed this around. When you go into a supermarket nowadays, I don't think old Joe Albertson had any idea what he started when he put hammer and nails in one aisle and milk and cheese in the next aisle.
Yep.
You get, out of every 100 customers that walk into the door, and we tried to time it to see exactly what we're looking at, you know, the bulk of them come in for meat or dairy.
Mm-hmm.
At any given time, the number of people that you find in the produce section probably equals the same amount of people that you'll find where the greeting cards and the wrapping paper are. You know, and as a result of this, because of the low amount of purchases of those, the produce departments are shrinking, but at the same time, every piece of produce they buy, they double or triple in cost to themselves right up front because they know there's going to be a lot of waste. You know, for every 20 heads of lettuce, I mean, they're going to throw out 8 of them. For every 100 pounds of bananas, you know, half of those are going to go to waste. They're going to turn before people buy them. And this was our fault, you know, because we demanded frozen, we demand canned, we want stuff with shelf life, we want stuff that's easy. But the solution to it, okay, there is a solution, and we've said it too many times, and that's go to your local produce market. They're popping up left and right.
Now, the locavore movement has made them very popular, yep.
Yeah, if you can't make it to a farmer's market, and a farmer's market is the best deal, because, you know, when you go there, you're not going there to buy a button for your shirt. You're not going there to buy, you know, a pair of scissors or greeting cards. You're going there to buy fruit or vegetables.
Right.
So they, you know, you got 100% target population walking into the store. Their waste factor is way low. And in a farmer's market, what doesn't get sold on that Saturday morning sale, hop a truck and goes to a supermarket anyway.
Yeah.
And they know they don't have the waste.
Well, there are lots of, I'm just thinking as you said that about the little store that we have here on the farm. We're selling nothing but local and fresh stuff. We even sell some fish. We have some other non-meat items and then some, you know, sort of meatly.
We're introducing some beautiful artisan breads today.
Breads.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Louis, you'd love this, but you'd have a picnic.
I know. We got to come out there, Louis.
Right.
I think we're
literally a picnic. All right, let's spend a minute on eggplant gratin. It's not au gratin, though, right?
It's eggplant gratin.
Excuse me, en français, au gratin.
Get it right.
You want to be able to cook it up right. You want to have a creamy texture in there. And with this recipe, you're going to use milk, whole milk. You're also going to use ricotta cheese. Make it whole milk ricotta cheese.
Ricotta.
Right? Oh, and it's beautiful when you do that. When it's baked up, it just comes so creamy. And put some nice crumb on top of it, and it makes a great dish. Remember one thing, and Roberta and I used to go over this all the time, the old trick, and it works. When you slice your eggplant, take the slices, put it between paper towels, put it in a bowl or a colander, you know, layered with layers of eggplant, paper towel, eggplant, more paper towel, and put a weight on top of it, like a book, something heavy, and let it sit for a couple hours. Because what you're going to do is you're going to press all of that bitter fluids out of the edges of that eggplant. And that might be one of the reasons why people don't eat it, because they don't prep it right. But once you press your eggplant first, it just makes it a lot smoother flavor to it. And the texture of eggplant, whether you bake it or fry it, it doesn't matter, gives you the texture of meat. And it really is a great dish. Anything you do with eggplant is good. They're in abundance right now, and with a gratin. And you can do it with potatoes, like you said, Doug, au gratin.
Yeah.
You know, where you're using milk, cheese, egg, and a crumb on top. And it just makes a fantastic dish. And with the fall coming, this is one that you got to start using more often.
Well, you can use that recipe for other things other than eggplant, too.
Sure, potatoes, a vegetable medley.
Yeah. Anything you want. Any kind of squash. I had a great, my sister had us to dinner the other night, the kids and me, and she had this sort of thing, but it was just, it was different types of summer squash with a big cheese thing on it and onions. It was great. Chef Louis DeAngelis, check out his recipes right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The conventions are now in the rearview mirror. From here, it's on to Election Day. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with today's itinerary and then work our way back to last night. The Obama and Romney campaigns will be on the road and quite busy today. The president and vice president to appear at rallies in New Hampshire and then Iowa. Oddly enough, Mitt Romney will be visiting Iowa and then New Hampshire today. And Romney is scheduled to speak at a rally in Virginia, and vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan is scheduled to speak in Nevada this afternoon. As for last night, the final night of the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, both the president and vice president formally accepted their party's nominations and each delivered a speech. Vice President Biden saying the president has made a difference.
America has turned the corner. The worst job loss since the Great Depression. We've since created 4.5 million private sector jobs in the past 29 months.
In his speech, President Obama said there are still challenges to be met and to solve.
Now, I won't pretend the path I'm offering is quick or easy. I never have. You didn't elect me to tell you what you wanted to hear. You elected me to tell you the truth.
And earlier in the evening, ahead of prime time, we heard from Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, a former presidential candidate himself who ran and lost to incumbent President George W. Bush in 2004. Kerry delivered a speech in which he took the "Are you better off?" question and posed it this way.
Ask Osama bin Laden if he is better off now than he was 4 years ago.
Not a bad line. There you go, Democratic and Republican conventions are all done. It's 60 days to Election Day. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class, and it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have...
can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, a banner day for the markets yesterday. The Dow with a 245-point gain to 13,292. S&P up 29. NASDAQ with a jump of 67 points. Crude oil prices also up 17 cents a barrel, finishing at $95.53. Did you hear about that diverted U.S. Airways flight from Philadelphia to Dallas that was ordered back to Philadelphia yesterday? Someone called police identifying one of the passengers on the plane, Christopher Shell, and mentioned a threat about a hazardous substance or possibly explosives. Shell was approached by authorities on the plane at gunpoint and led off the plane in handcuffs. But as it turned out,
all indications are that this was a hoax and a pretty nasty trick was played on a passenger.
That's Philadelphia Chief Inspector Joe Sullivan, who says the plane was searched, nothing was found. Christopher Shell was questioned and then released. Authorities are now trying to find out who made that phone call. Oh, and by the way, Christopher Shell is 29 years old. Yesterday was his birthday. And finally, one last look back at the Democratic National Convention and the final night last night. Before prime time, you had a parade of supporters addressing the convention. Here's actress Eva Longoria making a point about taxes as she compared herself to herself.
The Eva Longoria who worked at Wendy's flipping burgers, she needed a tax break. But the Eva Longoria who works on movie sets does not.
Singer-songwriter James Taylor took the stage. He plugged in his guitar and then looked at the chair beside him.
I know it's an iffy chair. It makes you nervous, doesn't it? It's all right. I'm going to sit on it.
You know, if Clint Eastwood was right, James Taylor just sat on the president. But clearly one of the more emotional moments of the convention's final night was the Pledge of Allegiance, led by former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Politics aside, how could you not get swept up by that? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.